Now, let me share with you, just before we move on a little bit further here, some of what else is coming up this week. Tomorrow, part four of Communicating with God. The most important person for any of us to communicate with. I really do want to encourage you. Hey, look, anyone, if there's anyone who has stood in the way or, you know, in some kind of way, hindered your moving towards God, me, a loved one, an enemy, whoever, forgive. Forgive me, forgive them, whoever it may have been. I'm really asking you to please forgive. Please forgive. Whatever it is that needs to be forgiven, sin on their part, sin on my part, any mistake made, whatever it could have been. Even some people, because, you know, you all know, I've shared this a number of times before, we all sin. Even those of us who are born again sin. None of us is perfect yet. But some of us are genuinely striving for perfection. Forgive us. Forgive us for our temporary lapses, whatever it might be, forgive us. But I even want you to forgive the hypocrites, the people who pretend to be following God, pretend that they love God, and they have absolutely no intention of living the lifestyle that they know is pleasing to God. They know what God requires. They know what pleases Him. And they have absolutely no intention of living that lifestyle. They have their minds made up that they are going to make sin their lifestyle no matter what. And as far as they're concerned, when it's time for them to die and leave this earth, God will receive them into heaven on their terms. That's what they've decided. Listen, I'm asking you even forgive them. Seriously, I'm asking you to do that. That doesn't mean they're going to be let off the hook by God. God will still hold them accountable. He will hold me, each one of us, accountable for everything done in the body, whether good or evil. And so many of us will be received into God's heaven, but He's going to show us the good and the bad that we will have done. Forgive us for the bad. And also, don't get upset with us when you see us striving to really get it right. There are some people who get upset with children of God who really make it our business to try to please God. And they live a different lifestyle. They're going in another direction and get upset with those of us who want to do it right. Don't be like that either. But for your sake, forgive. Forgive. Seriously, forgive. How many people have I had to forgive in my short lifetime? And some I've had to forgive over and over and over and over. And I can tell you, because of things that some of these people are doing behind the scenes, I'm still forgiving. But forgive. And please don't hold it against God that people do wrong. When people live a lifestyle of doing wrong, because that's who they are, they're not genuine representatives of God. At best, they are poor representatives of God. So don't hold their sinful lifestyle against God. As I've said before, God is without question the best friend any of us could ever have. There's no one in all the world who wants as much as God wants for us to be able to experience eternal peace and eternal joy in His presence throughout all eternity. No one wants that as much as God wants it. Even for those of us, those people who have done things to hurt God's genuine followers. So, Wednesday, Communicating with God. I want you to join me. Find out what that's about. Explore Communicating with God. Also, I want you to join me Thursday. One of the discussions that we'll have has to do with the proper way to get rid of the meds. I want you to be safe, keep your family safe, by getting rid of those meds. We'll talk about that. Friday, diet sodas. Is it time for a second thought? There's something about those diet sodas. They have artificial sweeteners. Are the artificial sweeteners better for us than regular sugar? We'll talk about that on Power Friday, this Friday. So be sure to join us on 1550 AM, The Voice, at 1 o'clock. And if for whatever reason you're not able to join us at 1 o'clock, Monday through Sunday, then feel free to join us online at speakingwith.com and just click on listen online at your convenience and just choose the broadcast of your choice. Okay, so here we go now. We're talking about release. And as I've shared with you before, ladies and gentlemen, very often the release being released from is the critical and principal step that needs to be taken. It is the principal and initial step that needs to be taken in order for the restoration and renewal to take place. You can best believe that that man who had all those demons inside of him, the one who was set free when all the pigs were around, and when the demons left that man, they went into the pigs and 2,000 pigs rushed headlong into the water and drowned. You can best believe that that man was released from those demons before his mind was restored to right thinking, to soundness. That restoration of his mind followed the release from the demons. The putting on of the clothes followed the release of the demons. His desire to follow Jesus, and then his obedience to Jesus at going all over the town that he was from, all over the town, the Bible says, telling people how much Jesus had done for him. All of that came after the release from the demons. For so many people, release from is critical. That has to happen first. It has to happen. And so I'm sharing with you again, this is what I want for many of you, to be made whole. Go ahead and allow yourselves to be set free. Sometimes it's just going to take someone who is filled with the Spirit of Christ to drive those evil spirits out of you so that you can then take the next step. And notice, it doesn't necessarily have to take a long time. The Lord Jesus drove those no good demons out of that man. And before the people from the town could get there to see what had happened, the man was in his right mind. He was wearing clothes. He was restored and renewed immediately after having been released. Sometimes that's the way it will happen. At other times, as I've shared with you before, it will be a gradual process if it's going to happen at all. So don't be upset if everything doesn't happen immediately. Sometimes parts of the healing restoration process takes place over time. And that's why I've shared with you. We're talking about a time of release, renewal, and restoration. And that time isn't necessarily one day worth of time. It's not necessarily 24 hours worth of time. It might be several weeks for it all to come into play. It may take several months, whatever length of time it takes. Just flow with it. All right. When we come back, and we will be talking some more about release. As a matter of fact, be ready to go with me to the 33rd chapter of Jeremiah the next time we get together to talk about this. When we come back, though, there's something else I want to discuss. We have an open topic for the last segment of today's broadcast, something that I want you to think through with me. So back in just a few.